Talking now with Dave Epp, the Conservative candidate for Chatham Kent Leamington. Welcome, Dave. Thank you so much for taking the time. So first off, tell us about yourself and why you're running in the riding of Chatham Kent Leamington.
YCKL. Robin, I'm home. This has always been home for me. Born in Leamington, I'm a third generation farmer. And I guess I've always had one foot in the farm field and one foot in the boardroom. I've had the opportunity to represent ag organizations, community organizations, in successively higher levels of responsibility, provincially and a little bit of time in the tomato business, actually internationally. So it's an honor for me to take the residents' voices of Chatham Kent Leamington to Ottawa. This riding is a community of communities. I've played fastball here since when my mother washed my uniform, my wife washed my uniform, and then eventually I had to wash my own uniform. So all of these communities, including the new part of the riding, is quite familiar territory for me.
Great. If you are elected, how will you support area residents and businesses that are being negatively impacted by the Canada-US trade war?
First of all, no one controls Donald Trump. So three quick points. Any revenues the Canadian government receives from counter tariffs need to be flowed back to affected workers and businesses. Step number one. Step number two, this is an opportunity, yes, for all of us to actually finally address our interprovincial trade barriers. We have to learn to trade with ourselves. We can pick up percentage points on GDP just by getting rid of some of our interprovincial trade barriers. Lastly, we do need to diversify. My colleague, Ed Fast, under the previous Conservative government, negotiated over 40 free trade agreements with countries from around the world. The U.S. is our neighbor by geography, by history, and will probably always be our number one trading partner. But we need to come into this different relationship from a position of strength. And that will only come from controlling what we can control. Our own economy, and our relationships with others that will add to our strength as we address Americans' concerns from a much stronger position than we have now.
How does your party intend to address the homelessness crisis and housing shortages specifically here in Chatham-Kent-Leamington?
I'm in my second decade of life, and I've never seen the levels of homelessness both here in our communities and also across Canada. After a decade of the present government, yes, there was a crisis through COVID as well. Homelessness is very seldom only a function of affordability of homes. That is a major part of it. Often you see it wrapped with mental health issues, addictions. So on that front, breaking all three down, mental health funding, we've announced that we will continue and strengthen that. Building more homes. The Liberals talk about having the government build more homes. We're trying to get the government out of the way, set the climate so that our builders can build more homes, incenting municipalities to speed permitting, all of those sorts of things, actually getting government out of the way to build more homes. We have to increase the supply. The price is a function of supply and demand. Lastly, addictions. 50,000 people have lost their lives to opioid overdoses. We've committed to creating 50,000, it's very intentional, that number, recovery spots to bring our loved ones back home. It is a very complicated issue. It's largely delivered by the lower levels of government. I don't mean lesser, but lower. But there's a role for the federal government to address the climate where all things can be addressed.
And our final question, erosion and damage to the roads along the Lake Erie shoreline, a major issue in this riding. Now that the consumer carbon tax has been canceled, how does your party plan to address climate change?
Flooding and erosion are always a concern in CKL, no matter what direction the wind flows, because we have shoreline from every single direction. So it's an issue I'm very familiar with. When we talk about climate change, what we're talking about are greenhouse gas emissions. Canada is 1.5% of the world's population. We contribute about 1.6% of the GHG emissions. China, 22%. So yes, a carbon tax reduces potential carbon. Food, it's working. We had over 2 million visits to the food banks. We're impoverishing ourselves, but we're not having a defined impact on climate. We could. When we came out of the caves, we heated ourselves and cooked our food with wood. And eventually we moved to charcoal, a little more energy, a little denser, then to coal, then to oil and gas, fossil fuels. Each successive energy source is denser And it's enriched it's Western Europe. The Western world has largely been enriched through the history of the densification of energy. Fossil fuels, we moved on to nuclear. Now we have the potentials of hydrogen. All of these sources have the potential to create electricity. I think we're all moving in the electrification of our lives, of our industries. China is still building 2 coal-fired plants a week to generate electricity. What does Canada have? A lot of the 5th largest. It has natural gas. Right now we're selling it to the US for $4 a cubic meter. Europeans are paying $14 per cubic meter. Folks, that's a business case where we could actually export LNG. Why do I say that? It's still a fossil fuel. You're right. It's got half the emissions of coal. You know, people want to talk about fossil fuels, the peak use of fossil fuels. We aren't even at peak coal use in the world. 2024, we set a record for the burning of thermal coal. LNG, liquefied natural gas, has got half the emissions. We could actually have a material impact on world greenhouse gas emissions and enrich ourselves to fund our transition to cleaner energies if we exploited, and I mean that from a positive sense, our LNG resources, doing both, bringing revenue to Canada, replacing dictator-produced fossil fuels. We've had 4 countries come to us, ask for contracts, and the Liberal government said no, there was no business case. There's a business case that's good for the environment.
Dave Epp, our Conservative candidate for Chatham Kent Leamington, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Robin. It's a pleasure. Folks, get out and vote. Monday's an important day for this country.